I had bought a cookbook for my husband last year for Father's Day, and so we started on this quest of making English muffins, like these ones that we used to buy when we lived in Napa Valley, and they were like the best English muffins. And so we started working on making them, and whenever we decided on the food truck, we were like, we're going to do breakfast and we're going to do English muffins, and so here we are.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected your ability to park your truck and serve customers?
You know, I think at first, like, it was sort of this question of what is this going to look like? You know, we started a business a couple months ago, and now we're going into this period of time that looks unsure. And so far, it has just looked like us adapting, bringing something to neighborhoods. And I think the bigger challenge is going to be as people are starting to go back to their workplaces and things like that. What do we do if less people are working in the business parks we were at before and more people are working from home? Do neighborhoods still work? Should we be in business parks? You know, so it's just looked like constant adjustments. And I think that's the way it's going to look for a while.
Have you had any trouble getting a food product for your truck during the pandemic?
We really buy local as much as we can. It's really important to us. Our pickles and our mustard on our Cuban come from batch number 2, which a local guy does. He's been super consistent, and, you know, we ask him for something and we have it. We get our bread for our Cubans from Brock Garden Bakery in Broad Ripple. She's even offered, like, if you guys can't find flour, if you can't find whatever, like, I'm here for you. And that's so great. And that's one of the things we love about working with local businesses.
Why healthy foods?
You know, I think people associate food trucks with, like, overindulgence. And we get that a lot when we go to places. People are like, do you have fries or do you have fried things? And it's just not something we do. We want to be something that you can literally eat every day and still feel good and, you know, not be gaining weight or having adverse health effects. And, you know, we're eating as we're working and feeding our kids because they're out with us. And, you know, we want it to be something that we can eat every day and they can eat every day.
You have 4 kids, 8, 5, 3, and 11 months. They're all on the truck with you. How do you manage that?
You know, I mean, we've been in neighborhoods a lot lately with all the COVID stuff going on, and being able to kind of take something to people that's a little break from the heaviness of the world. And the kids have really enjoyed being able to be out in the grass and, like, we can see them. And I usually have the baby strapped to my chest. But yeah, there are days where it's great and they have lunch and they play outside and it's kind of like a picnic. And then there are days where they ask us for 5,000 things in an hour. They also really enjoy ordering food and not paying for it all day. So, yeah.
Thank you so much, Mandy, for sharing with us.
Absolutely. Glad to.